Hi everyone, this is Rabbi Eliezer Hirsch, and we're continuing the halachas of Pesach. So, many people ask me a question if they have to check their house if they're going away for Pesach. This year, probably a lot of people are not going to go away because of this unfortunate situation we find ourselves in, but with the COVID-19 virus. But if someone is going away for Pesach, it's a question whether you have an obligation to check. So the Sam Sofer says that if you're going to sell your house, even though you own it on the 14th, if you're going to sell your house before Pesach the next day, then you don't have an obligation to check, even though it seems complicated according to the Gemara, which seems to say that the person who owns it has an obligation to check. But he says it's different in this case because he's selling it to a non-Jew. However, the Nesivus and many other poskim explain that since you own the property on the night of the 14th, you have to check it, even though you're going away in the future and you're going to sell in the future. So therefore, if one is going away for Pesach and doesn't want to check their house, they should ask their rabbi to sell their house prior to them leaving, prior to the 14th. And ideally, they shouldn't sleep in the house the night before Pesach, but on the night of the 14th. But if they do, they should have a stipulation in the contract stating that they're allowed to sleep in the house, even though it belongs to a non-Jew. And that way, you don't have to check for Pesach since you're going away. However, really, the truth is that if you're going away, you should, even if you're not there on the night of the 14th, wherever you go to, you should check that place for chametz because you have an obligation to check wherever you are for Pesach. And even though it's after the 14th, but if you don't check on the night of the 14th, then you have to check on the day of the 14th. Or you even have to check on Pesach if you didn't do B'dikas chametz. So really, if you're going away for Pesach, then you should check the new place that you're in, and you shouldn't just rely on the fact that you sold your house. There are many who have a custom to eat or dispose of all the chametz before Pesach and not sell it. And I always recommend that people should sell their chametz because it's possible that someone's going to forget to get rid of something in their house and they're going to be violating the prohibition of Bal Yorah by Matzah, even though they didn't do it intentionally. But this way, if you sell all the chametz in your house, then you get fulfill that obligation in case of a situation where you forgot something. And if anyone would like to sell their chametz through the shul, please send an email to mekorbracha@gmail.com and we will sell your chametz for you. Just put in the address of the owner, the name of the owner and the address of the owner that you would like to sell, the property you'd like to sell, and properties you'd like to sell, and we were happy to do that for you. I also write something interesting in my book that if you eat any chametz after Purim, so there are many poskim that say that the mitzvah of tashbisu, of getting rid of chametz in your house, starts from Purim. So therefore, if you eat any chametz in your house that technically you would violate chametz and Pesach with, if you eat it, then you should have in mind to fulfill the positive commandment of getting rid of chametz in your house, and you get a very easy mitzvah that way. Okay, have a wonderful day, everyone.